Hello, today is April 7th, 2024, and we have the Queen of Wands, and that makes a lot of sense today, the eve of the total solar eclipse, as she is of the suit of fire, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Tomorrow's eclipse will be occurring in the sign of Aries, ruler of the first house of the zodiac, and the house of self, identity, appearance, and ego. It's a big one. This is how the world sees us. She or he is a welcome and inspiring influence and here to encourage the inner and outer creative in us. I know a lot of fire signs. I've had more close friends of this suit than any other, and all of them artists or musicians, male or female. They all come up as the Queen of Wands, 99% of them professional. It's who they are to the world. This isn't easy. One has to be brave when presenting their creative works to the public. The Queen of Wands is here to give us confidence in ourselves, in who we are, in what we have to say, to take the risk, to nurture our own spark. An interesting card to have after last week's strange and strong cards of slowly dying modes and methods. This queen does not wear purple royal robes, but a garment of brilliant yellow and a cloak of pure white. She does not carry roses or hold a gold scepter or orb, but a tall sunflower in full bloom. In her right, she holds a tall, straight branch or wand, which sprouts three tiny new clusters of green leaves, three being the number of creation. She is energetic, optimistic, and in the prime of life, yet old enough to have been through trials of her own. She is often the center of attention, she can't help it, but he or she is a natural beauty inside and out, and inspires us not only with her own talents and sunny, positive energy and radiance, but also by her ability to inspire us to have confidence in our own potential, in ourselves, our ideas and creations. She is highly intuitive, psychic, and some people call her downright witchy, but enchanting may be a better word. On the Rider-Waite-Smith card, she does have a black cat at her feet. The model for this famous cat belonged to the illustrator of the deck, Pamela Coleman Smith. I just finished an enchanting book about Coleman Smith, appropriately titled The Queen of Wands, written by, also appropriately, Cat Willett. There are enough superstitions surrounding eclipses, especially total solar eclipses, to have inspired enough folktales and legends and stories to fill countless books, among them humans transforming into animals. There is evidence of transformative events occurring under a powerful eclipse, but if this Queen of Wands has anything to say about it, and she does, it will be an event to celebrate rather than dread.